something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle, joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, Chris Wagner of your Boston Bruins. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, for the record, I would have came on 2 weeks ago and I got scratched. I could have talked for a while about anything, so that was a call. You guys told me I sucked like Beetle did last time and move on.
No. How dare I don't think he said that.
I thought he said that.
What's the conversation like when you find out you're the healthy scratch for the night?
Wait, hold on. I lost you there. You good?
Yeah, you have to Bluetooth that.
We are feeding back a little bit. What is the conversation like? How does it go with it? Does it come from Cassie? Does it come from someone else? When you find out you're the healthy scratch for the night, how does it go down?
Sometimes it comes from Butch. Sometimes you just walk in and you don't see your number on the board. It's a combination of both. And then like some games you don't have pregame skates, so you show up to the game and don't know. But I've been through a lot of that stuff, so I've seen it all.
How weird has this week been for you guys? What have you done to keep yourself in shape?
I bought a Peloton probably a month and a half ago. So I did that. I was crushing that actually.
Do you register as like Chris Wagner? Because we have a caller who monitors the Peloton accounts of
the Belichick household
of famous people and athletes and stuff. So are you on there to where other people can see what you're doing?
I don't know. My name's not Chris Wagner. I'll say it out for free.
Okay.
But I bet you could find me if you did some homework.
All right. And you like it? Zoe's got one.
I was at Walpole yesterday.
Zoe got a Peloton two Christmases ago. It became a place to hang laundry, 2 months after you got it?
Not a laundry hanger.
What is it? What do you use it for?
You get on there every once in a while.
Who does?
A break of sweat. Everybody does.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Everybody does.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I'll take a picture for you next time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. My dad got one. He lost like 30 pounds from riding it like during quarantine and stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. So
no week in 180 with him.
Did you? Yeah. Is that something they send you for free?
No. No, I paid for it. I think they're a little too big to send me a Peloton for free.
No, they are too big. Like I've looked into it. Like they don't do the discount thing. You buy it or don't.
Oh, you looked into that?
Yeah. We tried to get one done here. Yeah. Do some reads for them. Yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on with Tuca right now? We heard a couple of days ago that he was going to be able to practice yesterday. Might be able to go tonight.
He practiced yesterday. I think he was fine. So, I'm pretty sure he could be playing tonight. That's not my decision.
Yeah.
So, one of those. Sorry.
You guys get Pastrnak hand sanitizer that works? Pastrnak seems to always be on these protocol lists. The doorknob licker. Yeah, you get him some hand sanitizer that works.
I got to work on how to shower with him and crutch those Czech guys. They aren't really
dirty, huh? Dirty soap. Guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Look at us.
That's not necessary. All right, so fans back in the building tonight. Is this something you guys have talked about at all, or is it just like understood you're going to have like people actually in the building tonight?
I think we talked about it maybe last week, but yeah. I don't think that was on the front of our minds this week. It'll be cool. Every game we play with fans, it definitely brings a different element. Even if it is, 2,150 or something? I don't even know. But it's still nice to have people there and watch instead of complete crickets.
Yeah. how much does this type of break, you know, maybe help your team because of the veterans on it? I know Hardy already asked you about Tuca, but, you know, Berge, you know, Marshawn, I mean, Krejci, you guys are all they're getting up there. But can this break be a good thing? I know we look at it as a bad thing. It's a COVID slap on the wrist, but, I mean, this could be a good thing for you guys.
Yeah, I think it's a mental reset. We're exactly halfway through. So, yeah, like, I mean, that was the old All-Star break, like 4 days. So, you know, we usually have that in the schedule. But, yeah, and then we had a lot of defensemen injured in particularly, like, you know, Brando, Woese, Tenorti was banged up a little bit, and they all got healthier. So I definitely don't think it's going to hurt us.
All right, so when it comes to the stars of the game tonight, I don't know if fans are going to be close enough to the glass to receive a stick from the stars of the game. This is something I always wondered. Is it the actual game stick, or are there separate sticks set aside for the stars of the game to hand out to the kids over there? What are you shaking your head at, T-Bone? This is a legitimate question.
No, you've never really looked then at the stick. It's like a... It's like an old, like, mini hockey stick kind of, that you go off the ice, you sign it, and then you go back and give it to whoever. Usually,
it's not I've seen them hand big sticks over the glass before.
No, they're like half the size of the stick I'm using.
Well, from my seats, I can't tell. I'm too far away. I don't get those good seats down on the glass.
Hey, have you seen the new ninth floor, though? It's pretty nice.
Yeah, what did they have up there for you? You got a handful.
Do you get a white box? Yeah. White box lunch prepacked?
No food, but like they redid everything. It's not just that, like,
is that nice, huh?
One like place where everybody has like the folding chairs around. It's like legit suites and stuff.
Oh my god, that's right. It was like this time last year. Remember we were bitching about the new seats in the building and how squished some of them were, and they had to rip them out, put them in already because you couldn't put your seat all the way up.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that? We just totally forgot all about all that.
What's the conversation like for the guys up on the ninth floor? I mean, believe me, I know what it's like to be the guy at the end of the bench, and you kind of vacillate between like being into the game but not being like a hardo about it. You're watching the game, but is the conversation back and forth like, dude, you suck? No, you suck. No, you suck. I mean, what do you talk about up there?
It's kind of what you did during the day. Did you nap? You know, all that. And then when you're watching the game, you can easily see like when someone makes a mistake, you're like, oh, that you should have been in, like, you should have done that. But like, so then we just laugh about how easy it is to watch the game from up top and how like much slower it is than it when you're on the ice. But yeah, just hang out. But yeah, it's usually pretty quiet during gameplay. I will say that everyone focuses in for that.
Kind of takes
but then intermissions go by really slow.
Yeah, during intermissions, you ever run into like Jack Edwards in the bathroom?
No, I don't. No, I think he's got his own separate one. Yeah,
we're lucky.
All right, yeah. So. Wags, how do you feel about where the team is right now? We've had this conversation, and more than happy to hear your thoughts on the Celtics because they trade deadline day today. But my feeling and a lot of feeling is that the Bruins aren't in a position where they got to make a move. Everyone is saying pretty much the same thing. Celtics got to do something. Do you feel like your team right now is in a position where you shouldn't feel compelled to change anything too drastically right now? Like the way you're currently comprised, you like your chances this year?
Yeah, I like them. I think our health depends on a lot of it. I mean, if we have a full healthy lineup, I think we're a great team. We proved that at the beginning of the year. I think the guys who played last week, the younger guys, did a great job. They played well, so obviously there's depth in the organization too. So, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like, are people calling in and saying to not make a trade? Because I feel like everybody always wants to make a trade because that's the thing to do around a trade deadline.
Yeah, it's pretty mixed. I think people want trades for both teams to make. You know, Celtics are limbo, and obviously, you know, you guys got a way to go to that. Do you guys feel like you need sort of a shot in the arm? you know, especially.
No,
up front.
I don't think so. No. I don't think anybody on our team would say that. Scoring. I mean, we talked about that for years. You talked about it during the 2018, 2019 season. Need more scoring and all that, but make it to game seven. So I think if we play solid defense, we have a couple defensemen coming back. I mean, Brandon Lozier, you're huge for keeping the puck out of net and on the PK too. That'll help. And then I think eventually guys are going to start scoring some more goals.
All right. I got to ask you about the referee that was asked to step away because of the live mic, because he had to effing give a Nashville one early in the period. What your take on that? And I know a lot of hockey guys have chimed in on this, guys like Ryan Whitney and that, and they said, yeah, this the kind of evens it out. These gimme calls go back and forth. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I think that happens all the time. I don't know how you'd say that on a hot mic, but I think guys, refs probably think it. I mean, it's sometimes, guys take it personally if, coach is screaming at them or a player is screaming at them, and they have the opportunity to, equalize the game somehow. So do I think all the refs do that? No, but, I mean, it's kind of a natural human instinct to think that way. And, I mean, it's a tough job. The game's really fast. A lot of things happen, especially in this year, too. There's a lot of rivalries that have been formed because you play the same team so many times too, so there's probably a lot more penalties to be called.
Well, I said that too, Chris. I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how the refs do it. Like, it's got to be the toughest officiating job in the world, being a hockey ref. It's like you got to be an athlete yourself. But did you know, like, Tim Peel, do you know him? Does he know you? Did you have any run-ins with him over the years, or thinking that like there were some really bad calls that he made?
No. I mean, I don't. He definitely. I would assume he knows who I am. I'm sure he's called a penalty on here too. But I always thought he was a pretty tough guy. Officiated the game, pretty strictly, but. I don't know. There's not one instance I can be like, oh, yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
I heard that he was reffing the game when Nolly got tripped in game five, but I didn't really look into that. I'm off Twitter and Instagram right now. I'm giving myself a couple-week break. So I don't really know what's going on.
How is that, by the way? Is it glorious?
It's pretty good. I got to say,
wait a minute. Did your parents take your phone, or did you do this yourself?
No, I did this myself. I said, yeah, my parents take my phone. You kidding? I felt like a couple of days after, you feel a little mentally clear, not grabbing your phone every three seconds to scroll about stupid stuff, especially
TikTok.
At least where you find out some news, but Instagram, it's what are we doing here?
Right. How about TikTok? You got to be a TikToker. You're not an influencer?
No, I'm 20, so I'm 29. I'm not on TikTok.
No, I think that's the right move.
My wife's on TikTok.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, we're going to let you go. We have, I wouldn't call this breaking news, but there's a report that the Patriots are still in on Jimmy Garoppolo. We're gonna get to this next. So
yeah, Wags.
So we always like to get your thoughts on. Well, and as we said earlier, you would like to talk to us about anything but hockey. So
anything.
Should Bill Belichick pursue Jimmy Garoppolo, or should they go with Cam Newton at quarterback?
They don't. It's not a should or what. They have to pursue Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's no brainer.
My buddies have said, what we said is, if all these guys are signing here, there's got to be something else going on. Are those tight ends just going to block all the time? They want to catch passes, catch touchdowns. I don't see how. Nothing against Cam, but they can't throw it as well as Jimmy G.
Yeah,
well said. Very well said,
Chris. Glad to see you back in the lineup tonight. We'll be watching.
Good luck tonight, bud,
and enjoy the fans in the building.
All right, see you guys.
All right, Chris, we'll see you. Chris Wagner there from your Boston Bruins back on the ice tonight with fans in the building. And, yes, report from CBS Boston we're going to get to next. It was Diana Rossini who had it earlier, we'll touch on this a little bit more as we continue here. Zolak and Bertrand.
Got some smoke. Hardy
in for Beetle on this Thursday afternoon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.